When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? A little bit of a different time. It is 6 p.m. on a Wednesday. My hat's a little crooked. There we go. But, man, regular life stuff popped up today. Kind of took me off my schedule, but I was like, man, there's no way I'm going to miss today's opportunity to get a show out. And I have too much stuff to talk about. Still got our film breakdowns in that we put up on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon. Still working on those countdown videos, all those things. It was just kind of, today was just one of those days. And I had to take care of a bunch of stuff outside of the realms of football, which that's not important. But I wanted to get together today and talk, man, film nuggets as we're going through week after week, play after play, quarter after quarter of this all 22 tape. What are the takeaways? I mean, not everybody watches our breakdowns. I understand that, but I want to make sure that I, you know, touch, especially as we lead up to training camp cutdown week, not training camp, but just, you know, going from 91 to 53, the careers will be made based on this Saints game and this Raiders game. Careers will be ended. Dreams will be crushed, and I hate that. You know, we're usually a very positive platform, and I want to be able to make sure we highlight those things, but I would be remiss if I don't do our part as, you know, the community to make sure everybody's educated on how people are performing, because I just think that's so important. And I want to say, man, we got a lot of late crews, some names I don't get to see all the time. What's up, Hugo? Hey, Tim. What's up, guys? Appreciate you guys. We've got the late show. The evening rush. Juan Saul's in the house, dude. That's what's up, man. Appreciate you guys, Raphael. You guys are awesome. Rick, he says, I do it. John Chapman, how are you, my friend? I like your hat. Okay, I wear what you're saying. There we go. That's what's up, man. Yeah, you see the Raiders? That's right. We do black, but better. That's just the way it is. Appreciate you, Raphael. So I wanted to go through offensively and defensively, just touch on as many positions as possible. Now, understand, this conversation is taking place. I've done all of the offense. I did the first half of the defense. I've not done the second half of the defense. So for players that perhaps I haven't seen, or, you know, I was at the game live, so I saw the game, but it's a completely different thing whenever you get to the tape. It's you have three different angles. You got the all 22, where you see all 22 players. You have behind the offense. You have behind the defense. So you get to see every single play three separate times. And so it's just different. You get different takeaways. What's the age-old axiom, right? Film's never as good or as bad as you think it is. And usually that's right for some things. Some of these players, it might have been worse. So let's jump over to the offensive side of the ball. And let's just do this position by position breakdown. Why not start with the quarterbacks? We saw all four quarterbacks take snaps. Brock Purdy got 11. Dobbs got the majority, 29, Brandon Allen, 14, Tanner Mordecai, 15. And the funny thing is Brock Purdy was the worst. Yeah. I don't think anybody would disagree with that. It just didn't work out well. He wasn't meshing with the second teamers out there. Jalen Moore laid lots of eggs. It just wasn't really working, but this isn't much to be alarmed about. It was a preseason game. He didn't have all of his tools. He was playing against the entire starting Saints defense, and it just didn't work out. But that's okay. You know, it's not one of those where, oh, there's a quarterback controversy. Come on, man. I saw people posting that. It's just like, really? obviously, Dobbs, we talked a little bit about this earlier in the week, had the best game by far, dynamic playmaking ability, all, I mean, just the run game, what he was able to do. I thought Brandon Allen, his best passes were drops. I think Brandon Allen had the best play of his entire career, and it was dropped by Ronnie Bell, where he scrambled outside the pocket, chunked it deep. I mean, it was essentially, it's not going to look as pretty or as glorious or whatever else, but the Caleb Williams throw, whenever he spun out and, you know, threw it across his body deep and Rome Odunze caught it, which was probably the best play of the preseason so far. Brandon Allen did kind of a great value brand version of that. Now, Brandon's not terribly mobile and super athletic or strong arm, none of those things, but the play was identical. It threw his wide receiver open, running against, you know, to the left, all those things. It just wasn't caught. It wasn't, you know, brought down. But I don't think that Brandon Allen took a step back. He just, his best plays were drop passes, which was so frustrating. That's not on him. He had a 5 or 6 throw series where it was just like, whew, this dude is freaking cooking. But Joshua Dobbs, he had the day. And shout out to Tanner Mordecai. Put up some great tape. He's got the strongest arm. By far the most athletic quarterback we got. You know, Dobbs runs better, but Mordecai's much faster and has a stronger arm. He's just a smaller body. But I thought, you know, the 15 plays that he got in there were good. And so it's major stock up all quarterbacks besides Purdy. Now, I will add this. You know, the NFL has changed. They always tinker their rules, the roster lineup rules. One of the new things that you're allowed to do, and I don't even think this really affects the 49ers, but you can put a practice squad quarterback on your, as your emergency quarterback game day. He doesn't count against your 53, and you can elevate him to, and again, this is after the Brock Purdy rule. It's the 49ers rule. After the NFC Championship game where he got hurt, and we had Christian McCaffrey and whatever else taking snaps, now you can have that third emergency quarterback that doesn't count against your game day 47 that can only go in and play if the other two guys have been taken out by injury or suspension. But I don't think that that's going to change Shanahan's approach. All three quarterbacks are making this roster. Brock Purdy, Josh Dobbs, Brandon Allen. I don't think Shanahan would trade them. Now, if somebody comes out and says, we'll give you a third or maybe a fourth rounder for one of these guys, sure, that's not happening. If somebody called today and said, hey, we'll give you a 6th rounder for Josh Dobbs, Shanahan's going to say, no, thank you. It doesn't matter to us. We'll need that if we need that. So it's kind of what that is. And I'm loving all the, you know, seeing the new faces or old faces, really. What's up, Benjamin? It says, been a long time since I caught a live. Yeah, we usually don't go live this late. It's usually dinner time for the Chapman guy. But school's in session, so now my son's got football practice till later. And the wife's got a meeting, so I'm not missing out on family time. So I got to slide back into my little studio corner of the house, and we get to talk Niners football, which is exactly, not that I don't want to be with my family, but I'm where I want to be right now. Love you, wife. Love you, son. Love you, dog. Other son who's not here. He's back in Texas, but I love you guys, but also love the 49ers. All right, here we go. Let's talk running backs. Much better game for the running backs. Cody Schrader came out, 29 snaps. He popped, thought he did really good in all the extra facets. Runs well. There's no doubt about that. Shanahan had talked, you know, no nonsense, all that kind of stuff. But Schrader, very reliable in all the ways that most rookies aren't. He's good without the ball in his hands, right? That's one of the best compliments that Kyle Shanahan always gives Christian McCaffrey. I'm not comparing him to Christian McCaffrey, but the position is there. Shanahan will always say he's so great with the ball not in his hands. It's the Steve Kerr principle. Again, Cody Schrader's not one of the greats, but it is pretty interesting that this dude started the second preseason game. Now, I know there's a lot of injuries, whatever else. I get that. Good news is Elijah Mitchell and Jordan Mason and Patrick Taylor Jr. all back at practice full speed, which that is huge. So a huge deep breath, sigh of relief for the running back depth chart. I doubt Cody Schrader starts week 3, but he's done a really good job. Keyshawn Vaughn did fine, got 7 snaps, kind of spelled Matt Breida in the second half. Matt Breida looked good. A nice snag on, you know, a route from Brandon Allen. Nice catch out in space. looked like he had the speed, all those things. Pretty good there. Pass blocking was a struggle. And always has been for Breida. Probably always going to be. But has he done enough to make this roster? No, especially if other guys are healthy. But maybe a veteran practice squad guy. Maybe. Still, probably not. Cody Schrader, if everybody comes back. Oh, Isaac Grando. I did not mention him. He's back. He had one practice. He made it through one practice before his very severe hamstring. You know, Ricky Pearsall still out not practicing, but he's been off and on. You know, he's worked through the playbook. He's gotten snaps. He's gotten one-on-ones. He's gotten team. He's gotten some. Isaac Guerrero, it's like reintroduce yourself to the team. He ain't been out there. So it's only his second practice today of the entire training camp preseason. So we'll see what that looks like. You know, we'll deal with that when we get there. Tight ends. Man, a lot of them played. Saubert, Willis, Latu, Tonches, Pline got his first snaps. It was the last three plays of the game, and they downed two of those. He got one run block snap. That was it. But I'm just glad that he got out there. Practice squad candidate only. Latu, really bad. And I understand he caught two wide open passes, and everybody was like, yay, he's having a good game. No, terrible game. Drop pass. Caught one, almost fumbled at the end of it. Missed assignments, missed alignments, missed execution, poor effort, jogging out there on special teams. Like, it's just bad, bad, bad. He's improved so far from being on the 53. And kind of one of my things is just like, dude, I don't think this dude even has a chance to be on the 53, our 53 or another 53. I think if you waive Cameron Latu, he'll get picked up, but I don't know if the tape's even good enough for that. And I hate to say that, and I'm not trying to like belittle or put down. It's bad tape consistently. It's really, really bad. So I don't like that. It really, really bothers me. Tonches plays great. Like, I think there's a closer competition for tight end 3 than there is tight end 4. Kittle's 1, Saubert's 2, and I think Braden Willis is 3, but Jake Tonches is pushing. He's playing some really, really good football. Got 22 snaps, and he had a better overall grade than all the other tight ends. He had a better pass route grade than all the tight ends. He had a better pass blocking grade than all the other tight ends. Run blocking, he did not. He was behind everybody. Cameron Latu actually had the highest run blocking grade, which is crazy to me. He had two good open field blocks, but he missed so many guys. Like, there's just plays he Jake Brindled it where he blocked nobody. PFF struggled with that one, not going to lie. But stock up Jake Tonches for sure. And I know Braden Willis had that bad play with my man Brock Purdy out there on the scramble drill. But I thought it was good. Wide receivers. A lot of guys, Trent Taylor, very bad. Danny Gray, very bad. And he's back injured again. Didn't practice today. This dude's missed all training camp last year. Missed it most of the time this year. And now he's injured again. Ronnie Bell, not good. Run blocking, incredible. Had a 79 grade run blocking. He stays on that energy. But just bad everywhere else. I love the effort. No separation. And can't catch contested catches in games. He can't during training camp. Not during games. What's up, Richard? It says, greetings from Tasmania, Australia. New 49ers Rush member here. Richard, you are the best of the best, man. And I really do appreciate that. For all the 49ers Rush members, I do want to remind you, we have our Jerry Rice tier and above Zoom hangout this Sunday. Which is one of my favorite ones of the year, where we go through and we make our 53-man roster. There's a lot of tough questions. 5:30 p.m. this Sunday, the 25th. I got the date right on that graphic. So make sure you check that out. The Zoom details and all that's been posted on Patreon. It's been posted on the 49ers Rush. You just go check that out. I'm excited about that one. It's going to be a lot of fun. Every year, that's a blast. And we got a 7-day free trial. So if you just want to come join, you can sign up. Not going to cost you a penny. Nobody going to be upset at you. Come hang out for the Zoom meeting. Cancel afterwards. No problem. No questions asked. You don't have to email me. You don't have to do any of that stuff. You just cancel on your own. And, oh, I appreciate you. Come join the conversation. If you like what we do, stick around, support the show. That's how I feed my family. If not, no hard feelings. Appreciate you. We'll see you back on YouTube or Spotify or YouTube or wherever, Apple Podcasts, however you listen. Blind Duck, he says, JC, think Danny Gray has 1 foot out the door, had high hopes for him. I did too. And, you know, the practice report today, I guess the best play of the day, there was like a 60-yard-ish touchdown from Brock Purdy to Robbie Chosen. If Danny Gray can't stay healthy, that's direct competition there at that backup X spot. Now, one, Ayuk will be there week one. So will Trent Williams. Spoiler alert. I know you drama people. There's other channels for that. But they're both going to be back. If there was an issue, Chris Conley would fill in at the X, the backup X. It would be Juwan Jennings. In two wide receiver sets, it'd be Juwan Jennings, Debo. We've seen that all through training camp. In three wide receiver sets, Conley would be the X, Jennings the slot, Debo the Z. That's what it would be. Now, the backup behind that, that would be Danny Gray or probably Ronnie Chosen. And yeah, we all like Danny Gray. He just can't do it. He just can't do it.
Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Right now, Caleb Williams, all you have to do is pick over or under Caleb Williams 1 passing yard every week in Sam Tipper. That's it. Every single week. And so for right now, you could combine that again, 2 or 6 of these, you know, things that you pick more or less. Christian McCaffrey's at 88.5 rush yards week one. So you pair that with, you say he's going to rush for over that. You do more there. You do more on Caleb Williams 1 pass yard. Bet $20, you win $60 on that. It's so simple right now. So download the Prize Pick app today. Use code 49ERS, that's 49ers, and get $50 instantly when you play on $5. That's code 49ers on Prize Picks for $50 instantly when you play $5. Don't have to win. As soon as you play $5, you get $50 back. You don't even need to win. So it's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's not there. Kid Trickster, what's up, man? Good to see you. John, Kyle on KMBR just said casually, our starting right guard was playing last game when asked about Brock and all. Yeah. Well, I think that the way Kyle sees certain positions is he considers them both starters, right? So Dominique Pooney will start week one. I do think that Spencer Burford's back. He's practicing limitedly with his hand in the cast. Missed all those reps. But I think if you ask Kyle or Forster, who's in charge of the O-line, they would say those are starters. Those are two starters at right guard. And I think ideally they want to rotate them. But, I mean, Pooney might just keep running with it. And I do think that he is going to be the starter week one. But that doesn't mean that they don't see Spencer Burford as a starter. Now, the Feliciano injury, that kind of solidified it. He's going to be out a while. I mean, Pooney's just been so consistent. Has everything been amazing? No. There's bad plays on tape. He made a couple bad plays. No doubt about it. But he also blocked Cam Jordan like a beast a couple plays as well. Like, Dominique Pooney's him. And as frustrated as I get with the inability a playing time for Ricky Pearsall, just can't stay healthy, even though he never missed a game in college. It's like, look, man, if you flip those, you spent a first-round pick on Dominique Pooney and got what you got, you'd be happy. Third-round pick, Pearsall's doing his injured stuff, whatever else, you would be happy with that translation. So it always kind of finds a way to equal it out. And this rookie class by the 49ers so far, I mean, it's like an 8.5 out of 10. It's that damn good. Renardo Green, amazing. Malik, amazing. Dominique Pooney's the best there is. Jacob Cowing, good gosh, scored 2 touchdowns today in practice and has flashed. Probably going to be our punt returner week one. That's crazy to me, but like awesome. It's good across the board. Now you got to see. We haven't even got to the regular season yet. Tatum Bethune, good Lord, in the run game. Are you kidding me? That's pretty damn good. Like, you've got guys all over the place. Yeah, maybe the running back, we'll see. He's got one practice under his belt. Ricky Pearsall, we'll see. But, man, you're getting that type of contribution, picking at the back end of all these rounds. You've got to be completely ecstatic with what is happening out there. Anyway, yeah, there we go. Wide receivers, let's see here. Jacob Cowing, unbelievable. Most electric player on the field for either team, him and then probably Josh Dobbs. Tate Martin, I thought played well. I don't think he has a chance to make the roster. I think he could be a practice squad guy, and I hope that he is. I would rather Tate Martin on the practice squad than somebody like Ronnie Bell, somebody like a Danny Gray, because Tate Martin's always there, does the dirty work, plays all the wide receiver spots, loves special teams, but we'll see there. Chris Conley played 11 snaps. Those are our wide receivers. Now, before we jump over to the offensive line, which I want to spend a considerable amount on, guys, this is year. We've been doing this a long time, and I'm so excited to announce my bookie's back for another year, baby. The betting continues. We are back, baby. Year 6 with my bookie. I love these guys. There's being a fan and enjoying your team playing, but whenever you're invested in it and you've got money on the line, it's so much more enjoyable. The highs are higher. Yeah, sometimes the lows are lower, but it's totally worth it. Trust me. And once you start, it's kind of hard to stop, but just always manage your own bets. Make sure you don't go too far with anything and consider this entertainment. But we're going to guide your hand. We help you here at the 49ers Rush. We post all of our bets and what we do every single week with the Niners over on our Patreon and the 49ersrush.com. We got you. And my favorite thing about my bookie, there's several. Easy to get money in and out. Don't have to download an app. Whatever it is you want to bet, this player, that many carries, under carries, spread, parlays, all that stuff, it's easy. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, use promo code 49ERS, or just use this QR code next to me if you're watching. Use promo code 49ers, and guess what? You get a $1,000 bonus all the way up to that on your first deposit. It's incredible. All you got to do is use 49ERS. It helps the show. And trust me, you're going to have a good time. And with college football season, you can bet on that if you want to. Last year, they had some of the best odds for Michigan to win the national championship. 10 times return if you bet Michigan to win the national championship before the season started. They've got all that stuff set up there again for college football, NFL, you name it. Never miss out on the action again. Bet anything, anywhere, anytime, only with my bookie. All right, let's go through the O-line. Let's start with right tackles, okay? Colton McKivitz got 40 snaps, and I think that it was really good because you had him get some snaps with Dominique Pooney. Man, you got a lot of snaps there together. They got 40 snaps, all 40 together. So just getting used to, look, this is where we are. And Dominique Pooney, like, the apprentice has become the master, young grasshopper. Like, come on, man. That dude was bailing out McKivitz. It's not the way it's supposed to be. You look at the other side, Trent's helping out Banks, right? Like, that's the way it is. But, man, Dominique Pooney, 3rd-round pick, right? Colton McKivitz, 5th-round pick. Obviously, McKivitz's been doing it longer. He's going into his 3rd year as a starter. But Dominique Pooney helping him out, outscored him in every single category. But Colton McKivitz wasn't bad. He didn't have a bad game by any stretch. And he continues. Pass blocking got a 74.4 grade. Solid. Dominique Pooney got an 81.2. Woo! Dude's straight fire, man. Brandon Parker, decent. Not good. Isaac Alarcon, who's our international player pathway program guy. That's why we have 91 people on our roster. Man, he played awesome. That dude was getting run in the move in the run game. He got an 84.5 and had the highest run block grade, and the tape backed it up. He was moving some people out there. So I really, really enjoyed seeing that. As far as, you know, other guards go, let's jump over to the centers real quick. Drake Nugent, undrafted free agent, played really good. really, really good. Struggled in the run game, but that's kind of who he is. He's awesome at pass protection, 81.7 grade. I walked away from this game thinking Drake Nugent legitimately could be the center of the future. Now, is he going to make the 53-man roster this year? No, he's not. But, like, if you ask the 49ers, you get to protect one lineman on the practice squad. Who are you choosing? They're choosing Drake Nugent. He looked really, really good. Jake Brindle, it was Jake Brindle. Not good. He had a 17.5 grade pass blocking. And Nick Sakel continues to look really good in the run, struggles in the pass. But the ceiling of play is really there with Nick Sakel. And he's got versatility. Played both guard spots and the center spot in one game. That's pretty awesome. I do really, really enjoy seeing that. So I think Sakel's making this roster, which is crazy. Error right here, Papa. He says, you know, I'm pulling for Alec on. Yeah, just the fact that he's getting play, you know, our old cat, Gutierrez, he never got a play. Shanahan, they never gave him reps. But with all the injuries, he's gotten a lot of playing time. Now, left tackle, Jalen Moore, probably had one of his worst games ever. Now, the scores aren't bad, but it's just like, I don't know how they're not bad. That dude just got destroyed. Chris Hubbard, not good. Sebastian Gutierrez, he played some more guard. They have him listed left tackle. He was in that guard. Not great. So that's the old line. It didn't really, you know, I wasn't wowed by really any of that going on with a lot of those guys, but Dominique Pooney, incredible. I thought Colton McKivitz was good. Yeah. And Papa J says, yeah, I loved Gutierrez, the old player from Alfredo, baby. Yeah, he was just such a good dude. Such a good dude. So anyway, that's what we got there. Let's jump over to the defensive side and let's go position by position. We'll start up front. Let's go with the defensive ends. Robert Beal Jr., more bad tape. Better bad tape. I think Robert Beal is on the Cameron Latu kind of grade where it's just like, man, most of his stuff is just – he registered a pressure, a 44 grade, 26.5 tackling grade, 54.2 pass. Like, I don't know what he does well. Like, what would you say you do here? I know you can take snaps. And I know you're fast. I saw one play where he actually ran full speed in pursuit, and it was like, ooh, that's cool. And then I didn't see it again. So, yeah, and Josh, you might be right. Josh says, you know, even with Beal playing bad, he's guaranteed a roster spot. Question mark. He Ron Burgundy'd me. Sorry, I missed it. Teleprompter read. He's guaranteed a roster spot? I don't know. I don't know. He got snaps in the Super Bowl, man. I can tell you this. If I'm filling out my depth chart for players at the defensive end position, he's last. He's last every single person on the roster. He's last for me. But what do you do? I mean, the 49ers have shown they'll move off a draft pick, not as a rookie, but year two. Sayonara, they'll move on. I mean, look at some of the bad draft picks we've had. Joe Williams made this roster. You know, Trey Sermon. What's his name? Who's the three-name guy from LSU off the top of my head? Goodness, this is going to drive me crazy. There's a J in there somewhere. The other running back. Like, they all made it the first year, and then you moved off the second year, right? So, yeah, I don't know. I'm not keeping him. Sam Ekwonu, 100 times, but TDP, thank you. Ty Davis Price, Josh, executive producer of almost all 49ers Rush. You are incredible, my man. I'm keeping Sam Ekwonu over him, 100% keeping Alex Barrett, who might be one of the best players of the preseason. Like, he's your MVP. That dude's incredible. Yetur Gross-Matos, obviously. Jonathan Garvin, yes. Like, he's last for me. You talk about potential. That just means you ain't done it yet. I don't know. Ekwonu looked good. I thought he played well. Yetur Gross-Matos had some splash plays, not a lot. Garvin just consistently constant. hustle. Jonathan Garvin reminds me so much of Kerry Hyder, but he's bigger. He's longer. He's not bigger. Kerry Hyder was a borderline defensive tackle. But Jonathan Garvin just runs really, really hard and does his run gap responsibility perfect every single time. By the way, he had two pressures. Like, good Lord, man. Whew, yeah. The ends, I was pleased with Sam Ekwonu. I really, really was. I was pleased with Garvin. Yetur had some bad plays. He had some really bad plays in the run game, but he also had some good plays. Consistency is going to be huge. He's our number three guy. Yeah. Interior. All right, let's go to the tackles. T.Y. McGill was god-awful. He was so bad. I really did not enjoy, but that dude is running his tail end off and hustling every single play. There's one play, and we'll talk about this later, where 45 is jogging in pursuit. DFF, your Mike linebacker, jogging. DFF looks hurt, by the way. I don't think he's healthy. I think he's playing through something, and it's coming across. And you just see T.Y. McGill, who outweighs this dude by like 70 pounds, just fly past him, like in pursuit. Defensive tackle, like the Captain America, like scene where he's running past Hawkeye or whatever his name is. He's like, on your left, like, I'm telling you, T.Y. McGill on your lefted DFF. And it was just like, what the hell? You're a converted safety. Like, T.Y. McGill is like a 9-year veteran defensive tackle. And he just freaking Captain America'd you. Like, again, I do think after watching the tape, either DFF is hurt, which he's just coming off an injury, missed a lot of time. I don't remember what the injury was. Might have been a knee, whatever. He's either hurt or he needs to be cut right now. And I understand, yeah, he's great special teamer and guaranteed money. He's got fully guaranteed $2 million contract. I don't understand that one, but that's okay. I'm glad he's getting paid, and I hope he keeps getting paid. But, like, you can't be outrun in space by a defensive tackle. You can't do it. He did it. I didn't like it. Me no gusta. Shaquel Brown, better game than he did against the Titans, but he is just, he's a first and second down player only. We're struggling so much at defensive tackle, we're keeping him out there in third and long. That's not who he is. So there's a lot of bad plays where it's just like, dude, this guy can't do that. Like, this is not physically possible for him to play in pass rushing situations. Kevin Givens, 16 snaps, got killed in the grade chart. My favorite thing about Kevin Givens, he's probably our smallest defensive tackle. He was our best goal line defensive tackle in this game. He took on double teams like a champ, plays with leverage, understands team concept defense, always in his gap, does his damn job all the time. I really like Kevin Givens. And it's just, he's just the vet savvy guy. He's been here as long, I think he came in at 2019. Like he's one of the longest tenured. Yeah. Came in 2019. And so same year as Debo, right? Like same year as Bosa. Kevin Givens has been here that long. Undrafted free agent that just does what good football players do. And he wins in the most unconventional games. Now the negative is, he's a liability versus sound teams that run duo, but we'll see. We will see there. Blind Dog, what's up, man? Armstead gone. How big of a drop will it be to get the interior D-line? Man, you know, if we're just looking at last year, Armstead was out most of last year. Javon Kinlaw had the best year of his career. That dude got paid, and I love it. So the problem, now both those guys are gone. Those were your two best run defenders on the interior. And so you're replacing that with Malik Collins and Jordan Elliott. Now, I would take, let me phrase this. I would take, maybe not last year. Kinlaw was so good last year. Jordan Elliott and Malik Collins maybe in the pass game over those two. It'd be close, but not in the run game. But the cost, you're paying half. You're paying half what those guys got out in free agency. So you're getting cheaper deals so that you can spend elsewhere. So spend the money elsewhere. Come on. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. But anyway, we'll take that for whatever. And right here, Josh, if Malik and Elliott can stay healthy all year, it's almost an even match. Could be. The run game's rough. And I'm going to be honest with you. We're talking about defensive tackles. I did not think. Where are they at on here? Do they have them listed as a different position? There's Jordan Elliott. There we go. Jordan Elliott had a terrible game. He played 16 snaps, did not play well. Now, pass rush, he put the guard on skates and pushed him into the quarterback once or twice, but that was a trouble. Nick Williams, I don't know how bad that injury is. That dude was a beast versus the run. He was one-hand posting guards back into the ball carrier, gap arm free. That dude was two-gapping dudes. I was like, who the hell is number 69? And then he got hurt. Played 16 snaps, but had a 67.3 grade against the run on the interior. Like, all right, I could deal with that. So, like, I walked away from several plays just like, ooh, what's happening over here? What's happening over here? So take that for what you want. And 66, Evan Anderson, he made more splash plays. But the two plays that he made where he got in the backfield, he missed a tackle. So it's like improvement. Like, you're disruptive. You just got to finish. You got to finish. Papa J says, Armstead is like Mitchell. They are awesome when they're there. Just wish they were there more often. Yeah, and again, you know, Eric Armstead, so many positives. And I do think you have to give him credit. He had four seasons in a row, 2018, 2019, 2020, 2021, never missed a game. Like, that's incredible. And he was among the leaders in snap count. It just fell off a cliff after that. 2022, 9 games. 2023, 12 games. So, like, he had those 4 years where it was just like, dude, this dude's an Iron Man. But his career has been bracketed by. He's had 4 solid years and 4 injured years. And I wish him the best. Him and Trent Baalke and all those wonderful things. Like, no hard feelings. I wish he'd shut his mouth and quit trying to talk. And he just seems like he wants to create drama and dissension out there. But he's such an awesome dude in the community. And I wanted him to be a decade-long Niner. I don't know why people leave franchises that paid him hundreds of millions of dollars almost, and the fans adored you, nominated, you know, 4-time, you know, Walter Payton Man of the Year. Like, the 49ers love him and gave him so much money and kept him over Buckner. That's simple. But and then, like, throwing shade out the door. I don't understand it. I don't understand that. And not even just throwing shade at the 49ers, but also, like, I don't know. I don't want to spend time on that. But, like, just like, man, dude, like, we love you. Like, don't do that. Don't do that. Like, you might come back one day. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to retire a 49er. You're from the area. You're Sactown. Like, we love you. Just let us love you from afar. don't throw shade. There's no need for that. But I don't know. You do your own thing. Everybody, I'm not telling what he should or shouldn't do. I just wish. Nah, I don't know. We love you, bro. So, yeah, that's the defensive tackles. Now, before we get to the back, what do you call them? Back 6, I guess. Now, it used to be back 7, right? Because you got your 4D linemen and then whatever else. But, like, it's not really that anymore. Front 7 is really front 6. Anyway, I digress. Now, before we get to that, man, if you're going to any 49ers Rush games, make sure you come join us. And I'm super, super pumped. You know, our away games, Vikings week 2, Thursday night football up in Seattle week 6, Buccaneers, that's going to be the biggest event we've ever thrown in the history of 49ers Rush podcast, like road trips, which we started doing these in 2020. It's crazy. This is year 5 that we have done this. Well, that 1 year was completely devoid because of COVID. So we've been doing it 5 years long, but only 4 seasons. But week 10, Tampa, that's going to be awesome. Week 13, Sunday night football at Buffalo. And then the last week of the season against the Cardinals. But, you know, we finally booked and everything's contract signed and everything. It's so much work to get these venues. But for the Vikings game, which I'm so excited, which is on my birthday. We play the Vikings the 15th, but the day before party, September 14th, that's my birthday. We're going to be 49ers downtown rooftop party. So pumped about this at Crave downtown in Minneapolis. There's lots of Crave locations throughout Minneapolis. We're going to be at the downtown one on Hennepin. Kids get in free as always. This event's going to sell out. They have 300 person capacity. So like, just letting you know, last year we had a 250 person capacity. We sold out. Like, it was packed. It was awesome. You can see the picture there if you're watching this. But go get your tickets, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. We have all of our events for the whole year are up live now. And the prices only go up. A lot of the early bird pricing is done for the early part of the season. But for some of the later games, those are still available. So if you're wanting to go tailgate, premium drinks, food, everything included. And again, as always, kids get in free with the ticketed adult. You don't have to buy them anything. You don't have to reserve anything. We do this for the community and families and building fans of the future. So anyway, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Man, I'm so excited. The venue we got in Minneapolis is so badass. And we're going there in September, so the weather's going to be nice. And if it's not, we've got like overhangs and all that stuff, so we're going to be good. It's going to be one of the coolest parties we've ever thrown. I'm super excited. So you know anybody going to Minnesota, tell them, check us out, come join us. Going to be a good time. Now let's get to the linebackers. Let's start with the Mikes. DFF and Tatum Bethune were kind of the two main Mikes. Curtis Robinson got some snaps in there as well. DFF was awful. I thought one of the worst games ever for him. If you want to go watch the breakdown, that's cool. Obviously, he's good in coverage. Obviously, he's good in special teams, but so bad against the run. So bad. Right here, Beach Channel. Do I have to be a member to go to an event? God, no. Everybody is welcome. In fact, probably about half the people that come to our events don't even know who I am. Maybe even more than that. Especially whenever we get players like Frank Gore or Patrick Willis or Navarro Bowman, these guys out at the events, most people don't know who I am. And that's okay. That's not why the event's there. You will see me talking and stuff. But no, the thing is, we do have to charge. Like, I had to pay the huge deposit today to rent out a facility. And so to rent out a primetime bar on a Saturday during college football season is no small feat. And so that costs a ridiculous amount of money. So they are ticketed events. So you do have to buy a ticket for adults. But we give away so much stuff. We don't make money on these. Okay. Like, understand, we don't make money on these things. All the money that we get goes to more future parties, paying players like Frank Gore, Patrick Willis. Those guys don't come cheap. They don't come because they like me and subscribe to the podcast. We have to pay them to come there, and they are thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. So you don't have to be a member, but you do have to get your ticket, and you'll get a QR code, and you show up, easy peasy. You get in. We give giveaways, trivia, raffles, everything. It's so much fun. All Niners, family-friendly events, which is a good time. So come check it out. See if you like it. But you do have to get your ticket, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Lee said, kids drink free, water, and no alcohol, that's for sure. But they do get all the food and stuff for free at our tailgates. So, and that's another thing. Our rallies, we usually charge like $10, $20 to help cover renting out the whole venue and all that stuff. No food and stuff's included. You kind of set your own tab up, all that kind of stuff. Our tailgates, everything's included. Premium alcohol, beers, like food, everything. All you can eat, all you can drink for all those things. So, yeah, get some Kool-Aid. I love it, ARC. Appreciate you. So, back to the linebackers. Tatum Bethune, haven't finished my second half breakdown. Unbelievable versus the run. If you could combine Tatum Bethune and DFF, you got an all-pro. Because DFF can't play the run. Great versus coverage. Tatum Bethune, amazing versus the runs, can't cover it at all. You know, I've been at, now he could get better. DFF's not going to get better against the run. Not at this stage in his career. It's just not going to happen. Like, who he is who he is. Might improve some, but he's not going to go from the worst running defending linebacker to adequate. I don't think that's in the cards. Tatum Bethune's a rookie. But I can't say this from going to all the training camp practices. That dude couldn't cover a wet blanket every single day in one-on-ones against linebackers, against tight ends, running backs, didn't matter. Tatum Bethany just can't do it. Yet. Could change, but he is rough. R-U-F-F is rough watching that dude cover people. But so good versus the run. He had an 83.9 run defense grade, top for the entire team, any position. He had a 42.9, literally half the grade, against coverage. He doesn't, his zone drops are never where they're supposed to be. I don't know what to do. I hope they find a way to keep him on the 53. And if I was in charge of the roster, shout out to my friend Melissa, Tatum Bethune's making this roster. You might have to do some sneaky, guess what? You're injured. You're on IR for the rest of the year. Oh, look at this. Johnny, my man. Johnny Dale, Football Academy. Go check out the channel. Best film breakdowns there is. No questions asked. He says, DFF looked like he was stuck in quicksand on so many of those runs. I saw it live, and I remember tweeting out, he's on a second delay. I call him cinder block. Like, it's like, you know, the mafia movies where they put like the concrete boots on, then drop them in the water. He just planted. Like, he's just stuck. Everybody moves for a full count, and then you see DFF go. And it's just, there was one play on the goal line, and I hate that. I'm trying to be honest, and I don't want to be negative. And in the past, whenever I do this, I stop using the player's name and go to the jersey number because I don't want to talk bad. This is a grown man, and he's awesome. DFF is great. He's such a good dude. But at the same time, it's the NFL. And when people don't perform well, sometimes I'm not calling them out. It's my job to inform, right? There's one play on the goal line where he's lined up like right on the goal line. Malik Mustafa is 4 yards deep, half yard off of him, stacked off of him, single high type safety. Malik Mustafa runs by him, and again, Captain America moment, on your left, on your right, like, boom, and just, like, actually gets a hit on the ball carrier, and DFF just catches him. You've got to attack, especially on the goal line. And it's just like, again, I told the story earlier, T.Y. McGill running past him, Malik Mustafa running past him, like, at some point, I don't know. Such a good dude. Such a good dude. Anyway, those are the Mike backers. Will, Devondre Campbell looked the part. God, he's so good at coverage, too. Like, he was awesome at coverage. He got 13 snaps, just looked the part. Curtis Robinson, you could say maybe player of the day. He was so good consistently. 30 snaps. 4 solo run stops. Jalen Graham, awesome. 6 solo run stops for Jalen Graham. Like, how do you talk about a meritocracy? What does this do in the room whenever you keep DFF over a Jalen Graham or Curtis Robinson? Like, I get Tatum Bethune because of the coverage liability. You can't say that about Jalen Graham. You can't say that about Curtis Robinson. Special teams-wise, both those guys aren't necessarily that much worse than DFF is. It might be hard to hear, but from somebody that's watched every single special team snap on all 22 for the past 3.5 years, I can tell you, not that big of a drop-off. It really, really isn't. So, I don't know. Kurt, I will say this. Devondre Campbell's good. Like, we're going to be okay without Dre Greenlaw until he comes back. My confidence level in him is really, really, really high. Really, really, really high. Let's get to the defensive backs. Let's start at the safeties. Jahir Brown played 6 snaps. It was just a behemoth. That tackle for loss was just absolutely awesome. He's so good. And you know, if we're sticking with the safeties, good Lord. Where in the world did George Odom come from? He also played 6 snaps. Guess what? He graded higher than Jahir Brown. He had a 77.1 grade. He's just so stinking good, so clean. And you're watching him like pass off coverages and like doing things that's just like, who is this guy? Like, I'm not saying test him for steroids. I'm just saying this dude found the elixir, the what's it called? The fountain of youth with like compound V. I don't know. Like, he's so freaking unbelievable. And we've never seen this before. So shout out to George Odom. Taylor Hawkins. Not great, but, you know, good tackler. It's what he is. It's just, it's rough. Tracy Walker, I don't see how he's going to make this roster, but had some good snaps. Jalen Mahoney continues to surprise every time I watch him. Like, you know, I said earlier, if I could have like one player on the practice squad, it'd be Drake Nugent, because I think the long-term potential's there. On defense might be Jalen Mahoney. Like, that dude has starter level potential down the road. I don't think he's there yet, but the playmaking instincts, aggressiveness, constant where he should be as an undrafted free agent. It's just like, whew. Daniel Bullock deserves a raise. Let me just say that. The defensive backs coach for the 49ers, he tore his Achilles right after Greenlaw did in the Super Bowl. He's a damn good coach, man. He's a really good coach. Our safety development program might have passed the linebacker development program. For a long time, all of our linebackers were killing it. Aziz, Greenlaw, Fred Warner, obviously. Now it's like DBs. And the fact that this is taking place after Wilkes' departure, like, DBs anyway. Jalen Mahoney, awesome. Really good. Malik Mustafa, great. Back-to-back games, he struggled early and then started to make great plays. He just struggles early. So, you know, missed tackles early. He had two missed tackles. Both of them were early. Two solo stops. Good. Huge busted coverage, man. Oh, gosh. Huge busted coverage. Him and Renardo Green. At the end of the second quarter, it was like third down and 18 or something. Renardo Green went the wrong way, and Malik Mustafa just stayed backpedaling on the hash. Had a number two wide receiver cross his face. Would have been wide open for a 60-yard touchdown. Quarterback didn't see it. Pressure got there. But, like, Malik's still a ways away. And I know people want to be like, oh, Malik's going to be a starter. No. Pump the brakes. Like, Malik eventually will be. But I might be a little blasphemous. I trust Jalen Mahoney more now. The ceiling play for Malik is through the roof. Future starter, no doubt. Consistency, not there yet. And again, now I'm not here to say PFF's whatever, but okay, here we go. Overall defensive grades. This is just the Saints game, but they both played. Mahoney played 38 snaps, Malik 40. Mahoney's PFF score overall, 71.9, Malik 60. Run defense, Jalen Mahoney 74, Malik 55. Tackling grade, Mahoney 75, Malik 28. Coverage grade, Mahoney 64, Malik 62. So like in all four metrics across 40 plays, Mahoney's ahead in all of them. I'm not saying Mahoney's better. That's all I'm saying now at all. The ceiling, the eye test, all those things, Malik will be the guy. I'm saying Mahoney might be the guy next to him. This is a long time down the road, but I'm telling you, man, if you gave me John Chapman, you get to protect two players on the practice squad, Drake Nugent, Jalen Mahoney. I love them. And the ceiling and potential are there. And you, like, they passed whatever test is upstairs. It's just, man, get them in the system. Let's season them. You know what I'm saying? Like, give them some Parmesan. And they're going to be there. They're going to be there. I'm excited about those two players a lot. Any other safeties I missed? I don't think so. Oh, we got corners now. Ooh, I love corners. Corners was fun. I might have watched the corners more than I did any other position. Where I was sitting in the corner of the end zone, like I had a perfect kind of whoever the left corner or the backside corner to us, like I was just like zeroed in on them because I could kind of see what they were seeing. It was awesome. It was a lot of fun. But before we do, again, we're doing another ticket giveaway. This one's really, really important to me. 49ers at Rams tickets. Two tickets with a pink tailgate parking pass, which that tailgate parking pass, it's the only place you can tailgate at SoFi. It's about $250 a piece just for the tailgate pass. Tickets are going for about $500 a piece, so $1,250 package. Anyway, this is important because it's $20 for entry. There are three entries for $50. All the proceeds, whatever we make on this, goes to my man, Gabe. His 2-year-old son got diagnosed with leukemia. And so this is a way to help with that. And so we want to get that done. So winner's going to be announced September 12th. You go to the49ersrush.com/Rams, or just scroll down in this video or podcast and you can click on that link, highlight it and whatever, paste it or click it, whatever. That'd take you there. One entry for 20, three entries for 50. So whether you want to go to the game or you just want to help a good cause, and if you win, we can give the tickets away to somebody else, or you can sell the tickets. I don't even care. But this is normally I wouldn't plan on doing this, but it's time to help. And what are we if we're not going to be helping people in these situations? So anyway, if not your thing, don't worry about it. I don't want to make anybody feel guilty or any of that stuff, but this is something that you can really help with. So corners, and then I'll get to a couple questions. Let's see here. So corners, Samuel Womack, not a good outing. I'm struggling to see the way he makes this roster. Obviously special teams is good. But yeah, he didn't play well. Played 46 snaps. I don't think he played bad. They targeted him a lot. 5 catches on 8 targets, but only gave up 38 yards. The longest catch he allowed was 9 yards. So you know, we were doing some man coverage, and like you got to play outside leverage sometimes or inside leverage, and he got beat on a drag. And you know, I don't think that he was bad. Did give up that fourth down catch. Wasn't great coverage, wasn't good coverage, but it wasn't bad. So I don't know. I like Womack more than most. I know that. Young Demon, what's up, man? Appreciate the super chat. Says, I was just watching you on Instagram. Yeah, we stream on Instagram now whenever we can. It is too hard to follow the chat over there, so I apologize to all my Instagram followers. But if you haven't followed us over there, we got like, I don't know, how many followers? Eric's killing it over there. I think we're at like 25,000 or something like that. I can't see it while I'm streaming. Well, there we go. But thank you. Appreciate 49ers Rush podcast. Check it out. I'm losing the voice. I recorded too much today. Now, Chase Lucas, 13 snaps. Again, I think Chase might be one of those veteran practice squad guys. Rockison, not his best game. And I feel like at training camp, Rockison is a beast that the Niners don't like going against. Our wide receivers don't like playing against Rockison because he's the most physical corner we have by a lot. I mean, he is mean to wide receivers. I felt like he struggled getting his hands on the Saints wide receivers. They have those smaller shifty guys, Chris Olave type guys. He struggled with that. Played 45 snaps. I don't think he had a great game. I mean, he didn't give up a catch. 0 targets according to PFF. 0 catches on 1 target. So, but I didn't think it was overall a good game for him. It wasn't bad. Darrell Luter Jr. just looks lost so many times, just step behind. He's struggling to stay healthy, and so I think that hurts. But I don't know. I think they wanted Darrell Luter to compete with Isaac Yiadom, but he just missed so much time. Darrell Luter Jr. missed the entire training camp last year. He missed probably 80% of it this year. I'm glad that he got some reps, but I don't know. It doesn't look clean. Renardo Green, clean. Now, it wasn't perfect by any stretch, but Renardo Green played 32 snaps. They put him out there in man against Chris Olave. He held his own. And I'm telling you, today's practice, on their reports, Demo sliding inside, and with the first team, whenever they go 3 corners, Renardo Green's outside. I said this on the John and Wayne show. This is what they want to do. They want Demo to play both outside and 2 corner sets, you know, our base 4-3 package. When we go nickel, Demo wants to go inside. Renardo Green, you want playing time, you got to go outside. Isaac Yiadom is who they want there, but he's injured. So we'll see what that goes. We'll see where that goes. Yeah. So Johnny, oh, I love this. Johnny says, you know, oh, that was on Walker. It was like, that's the thing. Like, I understand the initial read. Walker buzzed down. 100% agree there. But the problem was, like, Malik, you keep back, but there wasn't a wide receiver within 40 yards of that dude. And a wide receiver crossed his face and ran to no man's land. Like, I get it. Yeah, the initial responsibility. Walker, I don't really care about. I don't think he has a chance to walk that one. But, like, you've got to help. You got to help. And whenever, you know, you're the hash defender, and it was kind of like a cover four. It looked like a palms coverage, in my opinion. I'd have to watch it again. But if you're retreating on the hash, yeah, you're in your quarter. There was nobody within 30 yards of him until this guy crossed his face. I don't know. Anyway, I'll stick to Johnny on almost all those things because I defer always. But so anyway, I've touched every single player that played offensive defense. You want to watch these breakdowns. I think we're at like 3.5 hours of defensive tape. And if you're like, man, I ain't got time to watch that, just go watch the first series or two. Trust me, I think you'll enjoy it. And I think it paints a very clear picture of hopefully what I was able to pretty terribly articulate, especially as my voice is going down. Go check it out. The49ersRush.com. Every single offensive, defensive, special teams play for the past 3.5 seasons, playoffs, preseason, you name it, plus individual player breakdowns, plus Zoom hangouts. The amount of content we put over there, pretty bananas, but I'm very proud of it. And that's how I feed my family. These ticket giveaways, not so much. Road trips, not so much. Patreon, the49ersrush.com, that's where I eat. So appreciate you guys. Thank you, GT, for subscribing. You guys are awesome. Papa J. John, you painted it like Picasso. That's all I ever wanted to hear. It is impressionist at best. You know, maybe I can upgrade from Picasso to a Renoir where it's just a little blurry. How am I doing my art history, guys? People have unsubscribed. Okay. That means we need to end the show. You guys are awesome. You are the best. Tomorrow, John and Ant show, 10 a.m. That's going to be fun. 49ers cutback. Are you kidding me? Ooh. Ooh. We still need a name for that show. So if you got a name, 49ers Rush, 49ers Cutback, Cut Rush, Rush Cut. I'm not good. Anyway, I'll stick to painting. Till next time, you guys are the best. Stay strong, faithful.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.